Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Iran's foreign minister has warned of an immediate and maximum response if Israel acts against its interests, but only if there's a significant attack from Israel. Hussein Amir Abdullahian was speaking after a presumed Israeli drone attack on central Iran. There are cautious hopes of a wider escalation can be avoided. Here's Jeremy Bowen.
None of this means that the long-term crisis between Israel and Iran is fixed. It just means that both sides have looked at the potential hazards ahead and decided it was time to stop. This crisis has also changed the rules of engagement between Iran and Israel. Both have attacked each other from their home soil. That might speed up the rate at which the next crisis escalates. It's also shown that both countries, despite an obsessive interest in each other, are not good at reading each other's intentions. With the Middle East still highly combustible, that is not encouraging.
Reports from Iraq say a huge blast has rocked a military base south of the capital Baghdad, killing one person. Security sources are reporting an airstrike on the facility in the Babylon region that's used by the Popular Mobilisation Forces. The PMF is an umbrella organisation linking several pro-Iran militias. Another mayor of a town in southern Ecuador has been shot dead days before the country votes in a referendum on tougher measures against violent crime. Jorge Maldonado, the mayor of Portobelo, is the latest to be killed. Ione Wells reports from the capital, Quito.
This assassination is part of a growing, worrying trend in Ecuador. Politicians, particularly those who have spoken out about tackling criminal gangs, are increasingly becoming targets of violence themselves. In the last year, five mayors have been killed, a presidential candidate was shot dead during the election campaign, and a prosecutor investigating an armed attack on a TV station earlier this year was also assassinated. Ecuador is now the deadliest country in the region due to powerful drug cartels and criminal gangs who have taken advantage of its position between the world's two biggest cocaine-producing countries and ports, shipping goods destined for Europe and the US.
A senior UN official has warned the Security Council that a new front in the one-year-old Sudan civil war is likely to open in the west of the country. Rosemary DiCarlo said both the Sudanese army and the rival rapid support forces were preparing to expand the civil war in Darfur region. She said the RSF could soon attack the town of El Fasher.
On April 13, following weeks of rising tensions and airstrikes, and almost 1 year to the day, RSF-affiliated militias attacked and burned villages west of El Fasher. Since then, there have been continuing reports of clashes in the eastern and northern parts of the city, resulting in more than 36,000 people displaced.
BBC News. President Biden says he will restrict new oil, gas and mining operations on more than 5 million hectares of land in Alaska in a bid to protect wildlife in the northernmost US state. This comes despite the Biden administration having approved a huge oil drilling scheme in Alaska last year, which has drawn criticism. Mr. Biden has been trying to bolster his green credentials ahead of November's election. Argentines have reacted angrily after senators voted to nearly triple their salaries amid a severe economic crisis where more than half of the people are living in poverty. The 72 senators will see their monthly salaries rise to over $4,500, 20 times the national minimum wage. A man is in a critical condition after setting himself ablaze outside the New York courthouse where the trial of the former US President Donald Trump is being heard. Bystanders and officers put out the flames with coats and fire extinguishers. Neda Taufik was there when the incident happened.
Journalists here had just learned that jury selection was complete in Donald Trump's trial when a man later identified as Maxwell Azzarello from Florida entered the park opposite the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. He threw colored pamphlets into the air before dousing himself in lighter fluid and setting himself on fire. Within 2 minutes, civilians and police officers were able to put out the blaze. The man was rushed to hospital where he's in a critical condition. Officials do not believe that he was targeting any person or group and are labeling him as a conspiracy theorist. The incident has heightened concerns about security around this high-profile trial.
The United Nations human rights chief says he supports demands for reparation for people of African descent as a form of justice for slavery. Volker Türk told a UN meeting that governments must move from words to action to address the wrongs of the past. BBC News.